The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Wow, evidently things got a little heated on the floor of the House of Representatives today. Dr. Fauci is again testifying before Congress. And Ohio Representative Jim Jordan was trying to nail him down on, hey, how much longer is this going to go on? You know, we were told 2 weeks. We were told 3 weeks. We were told 1 week. We were told flatten the curve. We were told this. We were told that. And then here we are. We're still locked down. There's still surges. So Representative Jim Jordan says, can you at least tell us, when do we get our freedom back? Dr. Fauci got a little feisty. Yeah, feisty Fauci, and said it's not about freedom. It's about keeping people safe and keeping people out of hospitals and so forth. And they were having this heated exchange. And Maxine Waters told Representative Jim Jordan on the floor of the House, shut your mouth. Now, is that going to be a big deal in the news? Nah. Will you see it on the evening news? Probably not. Probably not. Imagine if it was the other way around. If Jim Jordan, a white male, told Maxine Waters, a black woman, shut your mouth, I'm not sure that Jim Jordan would be a congressman in 2 weeks. There would be a cry for his ouster. There would be a, can you imagine? Shows you the double standard. I mean, it does. It shows you the double standard. Maxine Waters, a black woman, has no problem at all telling a white male, shut your mouth. The other way around, no. Interesting. Interesting. And, I said it earlier, so I'm not going to go into it. Almost nothing that we have been told about COVID-19 has come to pass. Almost nothing. And I'll just leave it there. Speaking of COVID and the pandemic and so forth, all of last year, Planned Parenthood was whining and complaining. We may go out of business. We don't have any money. We don't know how we're going to get along. Women can't get out because of the pandemic. How can we provide health care? How can women get abortions because of the pandemic? We need help. We need help. We need financial assistance. We are here to provide care for women, but women are stuck at their homes. You remember that? We heard that over and over and over. Well, evidently the pandemic did not hinder Planned Parenthood at all from killing innocent unborn babies. In fact, they had a record year. Record. All-time record. They performed a startling 354,871 abortions. Despite claiming, quote, women had little access to reproductive health care. That was their line constantly last year. Women have little access to reproductive health care because of the COVID-19 pandemic. And yet they aborted 354,871 innocent little babies, which was 9,199 more abortions than the previous year. Oh, their revenue also soared last year, including your tax dollars. That's right. Planned Parenthood received, are you ready for this? $618.1 million in taxpayer funding. That's over $1 million more than the year before, in spite of the fact of holding press conferences, you know, we're going to go broke and blah, 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 blah. So now get this. We hear all the time that Planned Parenthood is not in business to kill babies. They're in business to help women, to provide health care services. Really? Now, I want you to listen to this. This is from their report. These are the statistics from them, not somebody else. They had a record number of abortions last year. A record number. And yet, most non-abortion services decreased up to 35%. Now let that sink in. We hear all the time, oh, our primary purpose isn't abortion, it's women's health care. They perform more abortions than ever before last year, but their non-abortion services, almost all of them decreased, some of them 35%, and others even more. Their adoption referrals last year dropped 40%. Adoption referrals. Let's see, how many babies did they abort? 354,871 abortions, and yet they made 4,279 adoption referrals. So they aborted more than 345,000. They referred 4,000 for adoption. And by the way, that, again, was a 40% drop from the year before. Their well woman exams decreased by 2.25%. Prenatal services decreased by 11.88% over the previous year. Miscarriage services decreased down 6.64%. Family practice services decreased down 6.35%. Cancer screenings decreased. In 2019-2020, they reported 598,852 screenings, which is down 67% in the last decade. That's not just one year. I want to make that clear. But in the last decade, every single year, the number of cancer screenings has declined, and in the last 10 years, the number of cancer screenings at Planned Parenthood has decreased by 67%. At the end of the year, they recorded $69.7 million in profit. Profit. Round that up, $70 million in profit. Abortions increased. Almost all of their non-abortion services decreased. This is what the liberal left supports wholeheartedly without any apology. Think about it. It's incredible. And our tax dollars are still supporting this evil, wicked organization. All right, final break of the hour, then we'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Remember the old saying, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Yeah, well, there's a lot of truth in that. I mean, a lot of truth in that. And I was reminded of that when I read this article. Headline, Jim Baker's show guest claims asteroid will hit Earth in 2029 and lead to the rise of Antichrist. Yeah. Jim Baker. You remember PTL, the PTL club? Remember the debacle down in South Carolina? Thousands and thousands and thousands of people scammed out of millions and millions of dollars. You remember that, Jim Baker? The one who went to prison? You remember that, Jim Baker? You remember that, Jim Baker, that while he was in prison or immediately after he got out, I don't remember the timing, wrote a book, I Was Wrong, and with tears repented for scamming people? And is that Jim Baker? Well, he's been back on TV for a long time. He's got a new wife. And it looks like prison didn't do a whole lot. He has been sued a few times in the last two or three years for trying to sell snake oil on his program. Things that, you know, remedies that have no evidence that it really works or helps or whatever. Yeah, that Jim Baker. Let me just read you the story. A guest on a recent episode of the Jim Baker Show claimed that he believes an asteroid will hit the Earth in 2029, spreading a virus that will lead to the rise of the Antichrist. Thomas Horn, an author who has focused on end-time issues, was interviewed by Jim Baker on an episode of the televangelist program that aired last week to promote his book, The Wormwood Prophecy. Quote, Horn claimed that it was, and I'm quoting, more likely than not, he's got to have a little wiggle room, that the 7 years of the Great Tribulation described in the book of the Bible book of Revelation could begin in the year 2025. He went on to predict that an actual asteroid named Apophis by the National Aeronautics and Space Administration will hit the Earth on April 13th, 2029. Quote, I believe that Apophis is carrying an alien microorganism on it in which a virus is being sustained, and I believe it's going to make Corona look like a walk in the park. The book, you know, that might be a cool science fiction book. And I haven't read science fiction for years, but I used to just love science fiction. That sounds like, or maybe a science fiction movie. But he and Jim Baker actually believe it. Now, there is an asteroid named Apophis, A-P-O-P-H-I-S. It is true that NASA has named it. It is also true that there was some concern that it could come, quote, uncomfortably close in 2029. However, after further research, NASA has said, no, no chance whatsoever. But evangelist, what's his name again? Thomas Horn. Evangelist and author Thomas Horn says it's a conspiracy. NASA doesn't want you to know that that asteroid is going to hit the Earth. And by the way, for just $45, if you will contribute just $45 to the Jim Baker Show, you can get the book and a two-disc DVD set. And get this, it includes shipping and handling for just $45. Folks, I've said it before. I'll say it again. Sadly, sadly, tragically, unfortunately, sometimes Christians are the most gullible people on planet Earth. When Jim Baker got out of prison and he wrote the book, I Was Wrong, I really had high hopes that he would have learned from his lessons and learned from the deception and learned from the terrible scamming that he did of so many people and would just go off somewhere and maybe minister or whatever. But it wasn't long before he was back on TV doing the same. Well, he's not selling property like he was, but he's selling snake oil remedies for this and that. And it's sad. And I think what's even more sad, he has thousands of people who listen to him and believe him. Oh, by the way, just real quick, do you remember all of that stuff about the conspiracy about the Russians hiring people to put bounties on American troops? And remember, that was all blamed on Donald Trump. Remember, the mainstream media was all over it. Donald Trump knew about it. Donald Trump knew about it. There was bounty on American troops, and he had committed treason. Oh. Today, the Biden administration announced that U.S. intelligence had low to moderate confidence in the story that there was any truth to it at all. It was a hoax. Just like Donald Trump said it was. Yeah. Hey, folks, have a great evening. But please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.